Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 to 10. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 23. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 12 to 14, 19 to 20. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is His salvific intent cannot be undermined. Ever since the fall of man and woman, the human race has rebelliously tried to make a name for itself without considering God's salvific plan. Thus, in certain man-centered ideologies, the Creator is considered as a competitor and rival of humanity. Hence, concerted efforts were made to establish human value-based theories that prioritized man's goals, well-being, and comfort at the expense of God's primacy and redemptive intent. However, it is obvious that those theories have failed to distort God's authorship of human history and promise of eternal life, because God operates above the fray. In other words, God's thoughts about our happiness are far beyond those human-centered imaginations which are incapable of apprehending God's wisdom and plan for human redemption. At the same time, the psalmist says that the Lord is our shepherd, that He guides us along the right path, that He has prepared a banquet for us, and that in the Lord's own house shall we dwell forever. In other words, my brother, my sister, the Lord of hosts, who operates above the fray, He has also entered into our chaotic world in the person of His Son, the Good Shepherd, who works out our salvation from within. Hence, the author of human history did not forsake us, for He mercifully allows us to express our thoughts even when they are inconsistent with His command. However, it is interesting to note that the Lord gradually nudges human actions, which are often misguided, into the path of His salvific plan. For the Lord has a profound desire to make things right, and He would not permit an unending profanation of His name or an annihilation of His creation. Thus, although the Lord is not competing with humanity and does not impede human freedom, He passionately seeks man's redemption and to make all things new for His glory. And so, my brother, my sister, since every human being is within God's reach, it is obvious in today's gospel that our Lord Jesus has offered to all the graces required for their well-being and salvation. Therefore, my brother, my sister, let us cooperate with God's grace and be robed or clothed with the garments of repentance, love, compassion, truth, holiness, and justice. We must not remain the way we are and must not be found wanting when the Lord of hosts comes. We must conform ourselves today, not with the theories at cross with God's plan for humanity, but with God's grace given to make us happy in life and to prepare us for the feast in heaven. Thus, my brother, my sister, humanity's license of freedom is not to be mistaken for license to do as we please. We are licensed to cooperate with grace for our good, the good of others, and for our own salvation. Let us make use of God's license of grace. May the Lord bless us and grant us His goodness in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.